This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. USAA Homeowners Insurance not only helps you cover your home, it also helps you cover your budget, lower your premium in a number of ways, like saving up to 10% when you bundle home and auto insurance, saving up to 15% if you've been claims-free for 5 years, regardless of your previous insurance provider, and scoring even more deals and discounts on things like home security, moving, and storage with the USAA Perks program. Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Seven-time world champion and modern-day legend Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, finally gets roasted. Hosted by Kevin Hart, Tom Brady gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the roast of Tom Brady live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in. Friday episode of the Fantasy Footballers. Jason Moore, Mike Wright, Andy Holloway. All right.
Yeah, hey, baby.
Hey, we got a half.
They hit the over.
Yeah.
In the first half.
We did it, everyone.
And then slowed down.
It seemed like 31 points was going to be like the final score or the final total once I bet on the under.
Yeah.
But then.
Yeah, you doubted Mitchell Trubisky.
You two were insufferable once again with your backed into Mitch fandom for the weekend.
Baby. I never had a doubt. Did you have any doubt, Mike?
Oh no!
Nobody beats Mitch.
Like after he threw that first pick, it's like not a problem.
Just you wait.
Then should have thrown the second one. The entire arena has turned on Mitchell Trubisky. Like there's no way they're gonna bench him. He's gonna come through with some serious points for sure.
Oh yeah, I was cool, calm, collected, knowing that he's going to turn it around,
get
the rushing yards.
I wasn't doing the math of, like, if we get 0.2 points from the quarterback, can we still win? Wasn't doing that at all.
Because he had a great game.
Yeah, he did. Woo!
They lost.
Who cares?
Oh, yeah, no. We won.
Yeah, come on.
We won the night.
Well, look, our first entry in the Will Zeke Be a League Winner contest was a winner. I mean, we had 72 receiving yards on 7 receptions, 22 carries.
Goodness gracious.
This is the preview of the rest of the Patriots season.
I saw someone point out, and I apologize for not knowing who it is on Twitter right now, but that Zeke scored more points in that game than Tony Pollard has in any game this season.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
7 for 72 through the air.
That'll help.
Then we have Hero Hunter Henry with 2 touchdowns in the game. Scotty Fish tight end that we had.
It was Ryan McDowell, Jason.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Shout out to
Ryan. So, we had a football game. It hit the over. If you played Najee Harris, that was nausea-inducing. Yeah. And then worse than that, or close to it, Jaylen Warren, 7 for 11?
Mm. Grody.
Not good.
Grody to the max.
So that was last night's game. We have a whole bunch of matchups to talk about today. We've got NFL news to cover. We'll find out if Eckler loses his job by the end of the show, officially or not.
I hope he's in your DraftKings lineup, guys. I really hope he is.
Yeah, he's in there. Yep.
He's not.
Yeah.
No, he's not in mine. He's not.
I think he'll be 0% rostered across DraftKings.
Well, we do have that today, too. The fantasy face-off with the Mike Wright, the fantasy hitman trademark Wheel of Shame.
I'm pulling the turkey.
Now, you don't have a hoodie on. Is he wearing the right amount of clothing for what you expect to happen later?
I don't know what's happening, but I was told don't wear a hoodie. So I wore a jacket that
so you could remove it.
You could take off. Yeah, smart.
I don't know what's happening either. So I'm really looking forward
to it. I hope it works because we found out this morning there's a little bit of trouble with the
couldn't clear customs in time.
Yeah.
I lived your life last year.
Right.
Of the consecutive. How is your psyche right now?
It's all right. The lineup last week was okay. It just Sam Howell.
Terry McLaurin.
You're not even blaming the zero. No, I told you. I will never, ever blame Terry McLaurin. Ever.
Does that mean I don't have to blame Jahan Dotson?
No. The season is not Dotson's fault.
Okay.
Sam Howell is selfish.
Wait. Okay, so just to be clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are going to put the blame
on
the second leading yardage thrower in the league right now.
You're darn right
we are. Sam Howell's fault for throwing too much to everyone.
I mean, Mike.
I just needed clarity.
It sounds nonsensical, but Mike really made a compelling argument.
Yeah. Is he winning?
No.
Yeah, cool. Great yards, bro.
But so he would be winning if the yards were...
because he would have touchdowns.
If you threw it to the other guys, imagine the yards.
Yeah. He could be the leading
these
passer.
These are Logan Thomas, Curtis Samuel, Diami Brown yards, Jason.
Yeah. No, I do get that.
Those are grody, as you would say. Man, lots going on. It is Friday.
Foot Clan Friday.
Well, every Friday we give a $100 gift card away. Today's winner is The Reality Is. That is the handle. The_reality_is.
Is what?
That is what we'll find out.
Oh, man.
Someday.
So who's on first situation?
I really feel like I deserve a busted there. I didn't even want to say the joke.
Busted.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
$100
self-flagellation
to fantasychamps.com. Congratulations. Thank you for supporting the show. The_reality_is over on Patreon. Thank you very much. Into the news we go.
News and notes from around the league, presented by USAA Insurance.
The reality is, Jason, is that I had no qualms about starting Hunter Henry for our Scotty Fish team.
Oh,
I just knew.
Man.
I knew that.
Is that all we started in our combined team was just Hunter Henry?
Well, no, Zeke as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Because we know what's going on with New England.
Yeah.
Don't check our rankings. Don't check our rankings. Amari Cooper did not practice again on Thursday due to the concussion.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be, he's not playing.
Derek Carr remained limited on Thursday, dealing with the concussion as well.
And ribs and a shoulder.
Yeah, ribs, shoulder, concussion.
Knees and toes.
Taysom Hill didn't practice again on Thursday. Foot, left hand. Okay.
His foot is a left hand? That's a huge problem.
I think we figured out the problem.
Yeah, they're going to need to sit him this week.
You're so stupid.
I'm so stupid. Dude, I'm in such a silly mood this morning.
Yeah, what is...
I don't know. It's
Friday. Oh,
no, no. Come on.
Yes.
Come on. Al.
Thank you, Al.
You got it.
You feel me.
Goodness.
You feel me. Why don't you put that on my board for me?
No, you shall not.
Yeah, I'm your boss too. Go.
Chris Olave did not practice on Thursday.
Did the Saints practice?
Due to illness. Yeah, I mean, what's going on? You got illnesses, you got feet that are hands, you got... Lamar Jackson did not practice due to illness. There's a lot of illness going around, to be fair.
He should be fine by Sunday.
What about this guy? Breece Hall didn't practice. Ugh,
this one is
again.
Something you have to monitor. If you don't practice Wednesday and Thursday, he had limited practice last week, still played.
Poorly.
Played poor. Well, to be fair, he's been playing poorly for quite a while. You just have to monitor it. If you're the Breece Hall manager that needs a start, pick up Dalvin Cook. I know it sounds gross, but if Breece is out of the way, Dalvin Cook's going to get a lot of work. We just saw what happened with Zeke.
I will add... We did get an update. Breece Hall will be limited today. And yesterday, someone had asked, it was Breece Hall saying, I'm going to play. But
seems like he'll be out there.
Players are always optimistic about playing. Well, generally, they're optimistic.
What would be better? Breece Hall playing and you putting him in, or him sitting and playing Dalvin Cook? Because I feel like Dalvin Cook would be a better fantasy asset.
I don't.
Neither are good. I mean, the worst is probably what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Which is Breece will play and share time with Dalvin Cook.
That's right. He will be in my lineup.
Why don't you put them both in, like the old the Singletary Damian Pierce strategy?
When I think how many Jets can I get on the field, I'm trying to smash them in my lineup. That's good advice, Andy. Thank you.
Yes. Doug Peterson says Trevor Lawrence is feeling good. Will probably be a game time decision. So, you know, that's from the horse's mouth.
Ian Rappaport was saying he still has, quote, has a lot to prove before he's cleared to play.
I said it in the beginning of the week. I think he's going to play football this week.
Is he going to play football well? That is his plant leg.
Against the Browns.
On the road.
No.
In poor weather.
But we did bring it up. Like, if he's the starter, then you think differently about Zay Jones and Calvin Ridley. That's the implication there. Like, I'm not playing. Fair.
And honestly, I would prefer in this matchup to not really play those guys, no matter who the quarterback is. The one that I want to play is the Browns DST. So it's like I'm actually kind of rooting for Trevor Lawrence to heal up for a week and let the Browns DST score a couple touchdowns.
And some news based on the starts of the week yesterday, but Dalton Schultz downgraded, did not practice after he was limited on Wednesday. And so at this point, Brevin Almighty. In your lineup.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
If Brevin Jordan, baby.
It's a Bruce Almighty joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, it's an Evan. Isn't there an Evan Almighty?
Oh, there is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's Brevin Almighty.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot, Mike.
Oh, I apologize. Who could forget the Smash follow-up sequel?
Evan Almighty. You got it.
Start with Steve Carell.
Steve Carell, yeah. That is right.
That is he is the sequel to Schultz. It's perfect.
It is perfect. Yeah. Brevin Almighty.
It rolls off the tongue.
And if you combine Bruce and Evan.
There you go. I'm adding it to the website.
Mike, are you?
This joke is great.
Thank you.
It was so high level, I couldn't even.
You couldn't reach.
I couldn't see up
there. You needed a ladder from us. Goodness gracious. All right. Kenneth Walker, Zach Charbonnet, both returned to limited practices.
Were you trying to hit the Friday button?
Yeah, but I was too slow. I missed. I didn't remember that it was on my board. That was a perfect moment.
Al, the chances of you losing your job go up significantly with this power. People will unsubscribe. Isaiah Pacheco.
Al, I'm getting your job toast today.
Did not practice again on Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, you got to really pay attention. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Jerick McKinnon. I know Jerick McKinnon has missed some games being hurt. He's been doing limited practices, though. And then there was a quote from the chief saying, we've kind of been managing Jerick McKinnon. So if Pacheco misses, I think, both are dart throw plays that may come through.
I do wonder in a matchup against Buffalo with a team that could score on you, high over-under, good game environment, if Pacheco doesn't go, players like Rashee Rice it might be more important because, part of the problem with the Chiefs receivers isn't just that there isn't one guy getting all the work. It's that the defense has been great and that their running game has been really good. Like, Pacheco's been getting a ton of work, and so.
I think the play's McKinnon.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it Clyde or McKinnon?
It's McKinnon.
Okay.
Full practice. Ready to rumble. Any other news that we need to talk about? Are you expecting Walker or Charbonnet to be out there?
I guess if you're limited on Thursday, that's a positive sign. It's a terrible decision to have to make between the two of them.
Okay. I mean, if they're both active, I think you've got to believe it's Walker. Kenneth Walker.
Yeah.
That was today's News and Notes presented by USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance.
Fantasy Forecast.
Yesterday on the show, we covered the Buccaneers, Falcons, Lions, Bears, Colts, Bengals, Jags, Browns, Panthers, Saints, Texans, Jets, Rams, Ravens. Got through a lot of matchups yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because I stopped paying attention to the clock, and we just kept going. Today we have the first matchup we'll talk about, the Minnesota Vikings 6-6 taking on the 5-7 Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders are at home. The DraftKings Sportsbook line, Minnesota -3. The over-under, this week, Delicious 40.
Oh, yeah.
It is ironic. In the beginning of the season, good weather across the nation. Like, 40 is like, ah, darn it. Yeah. This game's only 40. This week, it's like, that starts with a 4? Heck yeah, man.
So, we had the Vikings. They started 1-4. They won 5 in a row. Then they lost their last 2, and we know that Dobbs is going to start. He has been embarrassing the last 2 games. 5 interceptions, 4 sacks, 3 fumbles. And
2 turtle doves.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's like, he's so close to being benched. And that's why all of the start-sit decisions related to Dobbs, I'm not taking that chance this week.
No, you cannot start Dobbs. Even if he ends up with a good game because of his rushing ability and Justin Jefferson is there, you cannot start Dobbs because there is an equal chance that he ends up with a negative fantasy day. Like, not bad, an actual negative. If he comes out and turns the ball over early and ends up with negative fantasy points, he's getting benched at that point. They've already looked at, like, it's just about not turning the ball over, and they have options to pivot off of. So Dobbs's range of outcomes is wide, but I cannot imagine, even in 2 quarterback leagues, that I would want to start him over most other QB2s and 2.5s.
Yeah, I mean, Zeke, Madison, that was a decision for people. Hopefully you went Zeke.
Hope you went Zeke, yeah.
Madison has double-digit fantasy points 1 time in the last 7 games. You know, Ty Chandler's going to be involved.
Yep, been very disappointing.
And, you know, the matchup's very good against the Raiders, but it's tough to really predict the success of this Minnesota offense right now. Jefferson is returning, which throws into question your Jordan Addison situation.
Yeah, it really does. Jordan Addison takes the biggest hit for me. He's going to the bench in most of the leagues where I have him. If there's a middling option, I'll usually be throwing him ahead. Now, the weather makes it a little bit nicer that this one you're not concerned with. But Justin Jefferson is the one, and Hockenson will still get his tight end looks. So I think Jordan Addison takes a massive hit.
You agree, Mike?
Yep, I do.
Madison or Zach Charbonnet against the 49ers if he was healthy? You just play Madison?
I think I go Madison that one. The other question is A.J. Dillon against the Giants or Madison. Currently, I have that decision in our Dynasty League. I have A.J. Dillon in right now. Now, Aaron Jones returned to a limited practice yesterday. I think it was limited. So that could change things of how you feel about your confidence in playing A.J. Dillon. Because if Aaron Jones is back, then Dillon's workload, while I still think he will get more than Aaron Jones as Jones recovers, it's a much harder decision to play Dillon, who's in a great spot. But as of right now, I'm going Dillon over Madison.
Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams are both in your lineup, right?
Yeah.
Is Michael Mayer in contention as a player, you know, post bye that has a chance to help fantasy rosters? You know, would you play like a Michael Mayer over the Otten Parham?
No, I don't think so. He hasn't done enough on the course of the season to believe that this is the week. I think he's got a bright future. I think he'll be a great player. But as a rookie tight end, taking the normal, not 2023 approach to rookie tight ends, a matchup that on the course of the season is top 5 schedule adjusted against tight ends, this isn't the place.
And you have Aiden O'Connell has, you know, since we got week 9 through 12, so a month of time, 220 yards and less than a touchdown a game. And with Devontae Adams and Jacoby Myers is, you know, getting worked in as well. I don't have the confidence right now for Mayer.
Seattle, 6-6, get the privilege of going and playing the super on fire San Francisco 49ers, who are 9-3. 11-point home favorites on the DraftKings Sports Book. The over-under 47. San Francisco is just playing borderline perfect football right now.
Mm-hmm.
The health of their stars currently in a good place. McCaffrey, Debo, Ayuk, Kittle. All 4 of those guys, no question marks, right?
Correct.
No question marks at
all. I mean, with Purdy. So you play everybody on San Francisco.
Yeah, if there's a normal player that you play, you push them in your lineup. We just saw this matchup 2 weeks ago this was a matchup in Seattle where the Niners went in there and beat them down. Seattle did pretty much nothing offensively, and the 49ers did whatever they want offensively. Now it's a home game for them. They're on fire. I mean, maybe you could argue like, oh, it's a trap. It's a letdown after such a big matchup against Philly where they dominated. Maybe, you know, maybe they come in unprepared. But this is a divisional matchup. This is an important, you know, San Francisco's now in the running to secure the number one seed. I don't think there's a letdown here or a trap. I believe the 49ers take care of business in a serious way.
I think it's worth a small moment to just talk about George Kittle, because you've had 7 of 10 weeks inside the top 10 at the position. You have what I've seen when I watch these games with George Kittle is that you have kind of a defensive breakdown moment every game where Kittle benefits. And I'm looking at the box or the game log, and I'm looking, you know, the long, right? His longest reception, 38, 28, 34, 66, 24, 32. Like, there's one play a game where the defense gets so overwhelmed trying to keep their eyes on everybody else that Kittle slips free, well-designed plays.
Yeah, I watched a video breakdown from Emmanuel Acho talking about how Kyle Shanahan draws these things up that with the pre-snap, post-snap motion where George Kittle just every time is left accidentally forgotten.
Well, yeah, and there's like fake blocks, you know, like mm-hmm. Kittle look like he's blocking and then the defense is in man and they follow their offensive players down the field and Kittle just runs wild with the hair flying behind him.
Yeah. I mean,
he's really been great.
He has. His last bad game, though, was Seattle.
Yeah.
And Seattle plays a lot of zone coverage. Debo crushes zone. We saw that 2 weeks ago, 7 for 79 plus 15 rushing yards in that game. He was a top 10 wide receiver 2 weeks ago.
On the other side of the ball, the complete opposite situation, like question marks up and down the entire lineup. You have no certainty at running back. You have no certainty at wide receiver. You know, we are making a decision in one of our leagues, you know, with Tyler Lockett, where it's, okay, we could go Lockett, we could go Dobbs, we could go
Gabe Davis,
we could go Gus Bus. None of us said Lockett.
That's the tier that Tyler Lockett is in. Whether you
and
go
a tier
with
goes
one
down
those,
your face.
Yes, yeah. Because that is not what you drafted Tyler Lockett to be. That's not what he's been for the last 5 years. If you want to start someone in this game, it's going to be DK Metcalf. Metcalf had 3 touchdowns last week, was great. He's good enough to beat the Niners.
You don't
want to
be caught with him on the bench again.
No, and the Niners on the course of the season, they've shut down running backs, tight ends, quarterbacks, but where they get beat is the wide receiver position. So Debo, I think, is a fine play.
Tyler Lockett is past his 31st birthday as well. So I do think there's a chance JSN is, really relevant for the fantasy playoffs, but this week it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, he's emerging. 11 targets last week. I believe that was his season high.
Wow. Yeah, Brooks, what did you just say about Lockett?
But it's saying on our start sit tool on the website, he's been in there almost every week. It's a popular search, but he's not coming up at all this week. Ugh, people are benching him.
They say people have decided.
Yeah, they've already moved on.
We
talked about the running backs. You just have to monitor that. If you're desperate and one of those two guys is starting, then certainly you have a starter. If both sit down, then DJ Dallas is like the punt of punts this week.
Oh, yeah. Like, they punted, and then instead of catching the punt...
That guy just punted it.
You try to kick it back.
Ooh, nice. I don't want this.
Yeah.
Return to sender. That would be awesome. That would be awesome to watch a punter get the ball just punted away.
So instead of a fair catch, it's a catch and punt?
Yeah. Catch and punt.
What is the end result? Is that a fumble?
I think
that's
that would
fumble,
be a fumble,
right?
Yeah.
But what does the ref do?
What if? No, I think it's legal, right? Like, I don't think there'd be a flag on the play.
Are you allowed to do that?
I don't know.
I don't
for
think
sure.
You can kick the ball unless it's on purpose.
I'm just saying, like, let's say you're the Jets and you're like, well, we can't score on offense, but we could score on defense. When you give us the ball, let me try to instantly punt it back, play the field position
Gotta
game.
Keep the defense on the field.
Right. keep our defense on the
keep
field.
Keep our defense on the field. All right. Quick break. Back with another matchup. Hey, Foot Clan, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How is it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? Maybe sometimes those events make you feel drained. Maybe they make you feel like you're bursting with energy like Papa Josh. But you might not know why it's at that level. Maybe it's not enough boundaries set up and you're just doing too much. Maybe you get less social in different times of the year or you're working too much. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. Look, we live in the era of hurry, hurry, hurry. And social gatherings, they pick up and then you are burnt out. So you got to figure it out, and therapy can help you figure out that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery so you can enjoy it. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to recharge and take care of yourself. I highly recommend that. All you have to do is give BetterHelp a try. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch them at a moment's notice. There's no extra charge for switching therapists if you didn't find the right one. And you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/footballers.
This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. When you're a homeowner in the military community, peace of mind is priority. And USAA Homeowners Insurance is the award-winning service to give you just that. If you have to file a claim, the process is transparent and easy. You can do it all right in the USAA app, and replacement cost coverage comes standard. That means damaged items are repaired or replaced, even if they cost more today than they did when you bought them, which could put your wallet at ease to tap the banner or visit USAA.com/homeowners. To learn more and get a quote, restrictions apply.
The Buffalo Bills at 6-6, desperate times, but at least they get to travel to Arrowhead to play the Chiefs.
Oh, man.
Who are 8-4, coming off a loss. The DK Sportsbook line, look, Kansas City -1.5.
Yeah.
So I think in a normal season, you'd be probably looking at them as heavier favorites at home in this one. The over-under is 49 points. This is the lowest over-under ever for a Patrick Mahomes-Josh Allen game.
It's still a very good over-under. Like, this isn't necessarily what we've seen in the past with monstrous back-and-forth affairs, you know, 38-24, 42-36, some of the matchups we've seen them play before. But on the course of this week, when you're targeting your start-sit decisions and the landscape of the rest of the NFL, this is a game you want pieces in.
Yeah, it's second-highest over-under right now.
No questions about the quarterbacks, though. You play Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen?
Yep.
Yep.
Or maybe there are questions on the Mahomes side.
No.
I think if you've got like Brock Purdy and Mahomes, that's a question. But for the most part, Mahomes is going to be in your lineup.
Let's turn to the wideouts first here. Stephon Diggs, of course you play him. I had the privilege of looking up the game log of Gabe Davis this morning, who plays every snap of every game.
Yeah.
His last five games, guys, in our league, 19.2. Yeah, baby.
That's awesome.
Zero.
Oh, that's not.
8.6.
I will take that from
zero.
Gabe. Oh, man, again.
And then 19.5.
Red light.
Oh, shoot.
So if he is fulfilling the every other goose.
He can't.
He does, he's a legend.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that is that's arch-villain stuff, man.
Yeah.
That's, everything says he should be involved in this game. I mean, you've got Diggs that'll be lined up against their best corner.
Yep.
You've got two tight end set returning with Dalton Knox, full practice, be back out on the field with Dalton Kincaid. And Gabe Davis just over there hanging out, waiting for the ball.
And Gabe Davis has had big games against the Chiefs in the past. So it's one of those situations where, like, I'm putting Gabe Davis in my lineup in League of Record.
Yeah, you petitioned us to put in Gabe Davis in our Scotty Fish, which I think Mike and I are on the Romeo Doubs side right now.
Yeah, yeah, and that's fine. But I know it's hard to play Gabe Davis, and there is absolutely a chance you get jack frickin' squat.
That's the problem. Is it's not... I might get only 6 points. I could get zero.
Is it a Gabe game or is it not? Because if it's not, then they're not throwing him the ball, or he's not catching it, and he's going to be basically worthless. So it's a matchup play. Like in our League of Record, I am going up against last week's high scorer of the week, almost broke the all-time record. His team's on fire. Stupid, smelly, ugly Papa Josh. His team's just better than mine. And so that's why I'm throwing Gabe Davis in there. That's what I meant to do a couple weeks ago against you, Andy, when you had the monstrous early performance. If you need that nuclear option,
yeah,
it is Gabe Davis, and you have permission
turn
to throw him in
both
your lineup.
Keys,
yeah,
and launch that thing, and maybe it's a dud.
If you're in an even battle, if you're a favor, that's where you want Gabe Davis on your bench. You don't need to have a knife wound on yourself going into a fight.
Mm-hmm. A big favor.
Dalton Kincaid, where are you guys? I want to know.
Did I say favor?
You did. We just let it go. Okay. We just let it go.
Well, we didn't.
Well, Mike didn't. No, but me and Al were laughing. I want to know from people that don't have Dalton Kincaid what you actually expect, because it was really, really good when Dawson Knox was out. Mm-hmm. He's a rookie tight end. There's been a theme this year. You've seen some contributions from those guys. Obviously, there are every other week you really need him when Gabe Davis isn't there.
Sure.
So, what? I mean, how confident would you be if Dalton Kincaid was your only tight end heading into the fantasy playoffs?
I would not be super confident heading into the fantasy playoffs. The last 6 weeks, this week, the Chiefs have given up the fewest points to the tight end position.
Would you play Njoku this week over him? Asking for a friend.
Not this week. I think this week the chance that this is a high performing over under. I would stick with Dalton Kincaid this week. I don't expect him to just be irrelevant, go down to three targets because Dawson Knox is back. I think he's going to be a 5 or 6 target player. And the difference in the type of targets that Dalton Kincaid gets versus David Njoku is going to get, especially in not great weather, David Njoku is going to get targets that are
two yards
down the field or 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And Dalton Kincaid will get a couple of relevant targets down the field.
Besides bemoaning the Chiefs for not using Rashee Rice more, Mike, what is some actionable advice for the Rice managers this week? Is this a game where you have kind of every week confidence right now to put him in there?
Yeah, just not expecting that I have a wide receiver one, but, you know, top 24-ish. The
Drake London against Tampa, or would you roll? Because you like London this week,
I do.
Too. Would you roll Rice?
I think I'd go Rice, yeah. Especially with, like, if Pacheco is out, I agree with what Jason's, I think Jason, you said, of. If Pacheco's out, Clyde is not as strong of a runner as Pacheco, and they may have to back off of that strategy.
Yeah, I am very curious, because if McKinnon is practicing in full, seems like a fantastic pickup and play if Isaiah Pacheco is not available. But to what degree? Like, you know, the defense has been good here. Is he to the level on the other side of the field of James Cook, or to a Breece Hall who's been struggling and is injured? You know, would you play a Jerick McKinnon if he is active and Pacheco is out, or a Breece Hall who's been struggling, oof, bad weather and just been sucking?
It's,
I might play McKinnon there.
I think you're still going to get low volume with McKinnon. Try to remember.
Touchdown opportunities will be infinitely more.
So last year when McKinnon turned into the,
I mean, he might be ready to do it again.
The dominant playoff run. I guess, you know, he had a couple games here, 15 and 18 opportunities. It's all targets. So if he's good to go, I guess, yeah, I would play McKinnon over those low level options with Pacheco out.
Yeah, he'll get the targets. Travis Kelce, weeks 1 through 7, 26% target share, actually above that. The last handful of weeks since week 8, 20% target share. Crazy stat from Dan Orlovsky, too. When the Chiefs and Bills this year, when they've allowed 20 or fewer points, the Chiefs are 8-0, Bills are 6-0. When allowing 21 or more points, which is not like, that's not extreme for a Mahomes,
right,
Allen to overcome that. 0-4 and 0-6. Like, they haven't won the shootout.
Interesting.
At all. But, you know, Kelce right now, you just play him and you hope that you just rotate into a higher usage.
Yeah, I mean, Kelce's awesome. I know that Taylor Swift has turned him much, much weaker.
No.
Busted.
But he's still Travis Kelce. And so he's not really a question.
Anything else from this game you guys want to discuss?
I don't think so.
Nope.
Denver is 6-6, and they travel to Los Angeles to take on the 5-7 Chargers. The DraftKings Sportsbook line, Los Angeles -2.5. The over-under is 44.
Okay.
We do not have any word yet that the Chargers will have reinforcements. Josh Palmer, his practice window is open, but I haven't read anything. I've been checking in terms of him being activated and put back out on the field. Chargers talking about rotating the usage of their running backs, trying to get something going on the ground. Josh Kelly has that robust 2.6 yards per carry.
I don't think that rotating is...
Maybe you don't have somebody that can get it going on the ground.
I watched the interview, the press conference.
Oh, I bet you did.
Yeah. Huh. And it wasn't something that Staley brought up, of his own volition. It was like, hey, we're struggling there. We're going to look at making this a competition. The question was asked to him, like, with the struggles in the running game, should we see more Josh Kelly? And his answer was, it's a competition. We're always going to self-evaluate, take a look and make sure, that we're getting better. That doesn't mean that the change won't happen, but it made me feel a little bit better that it wasn't.
Why didn't he say, no, Austin's our guy. We're just going to give him the rock. He'll get it going.
But he's been there watching the games too, man. He's, he's seen Austin underperforming. I mean, it doesn't really matter because Kelly can't get it done. Joshua Kelly's not better than this version of Austin Ekeler.
Josh Kelly worth picking up? Because I know in several of our leagues he's available.
Yeah, he's on my waiver priority order currently because I'm a sad man. But
this guy's got Josh Kelly. Hey, everyone, get a load of this guy.
Look at this. Look at him. Oh, man.
He's got Josh Kelly in his waiver priority.
You don't want to be me.
He's shrunk in his chair a little bit.
Don't pick up
Josh Kelly. Look how low he is in his chair.
Oh, I do think you could pick him up.
Adjust your chair in orientation to your confidence this weekend to win your matchup and get in the playoffs.
Unless you're talking about champ, champ, champ.
Oh, yeah.
Most important league.
Yep.
We are going to dominate.
Man, is Justin Herbert a problem for fantasy managers into the future here with just, an offense that's struggling?
I think you're...
The Broncos defense has been very, very good. I don't remember. Actually, I do remember one case of this ever. It was with the Chiefs probably about 8 years ago where the first five games, I think they started 0-5. And then all of a sudden this horrific defense turned into like the league winning defense. That's what's happened with the Broncos where, they gave up 70 points to the Dolphins and you targeted them like crazy. There was a point in time where I thought, oh, Caleb Williams is going to be just going to Sean Payton and Sean Payton's going to start throwing every game. And instead they turned it around. Their defense has been great. They're in the playoff hunt legitimately. They have a better record than the home Chargers here, and the Broncos are going to come to play. So I am not ecstatic about Justin Herbert in this matchup. I'm not crazy about Austin Ekeler. Keenan's just been so good, and he's the only viable weapon in this offense that obviously you're going to play him, and unfortunately you're going to play Austin Ekeler. His opportunities have been there. He's still touching the ball a ton.
Jordan Love or Justin Herbert?
That is a great question.
Against the Giants.
Yeah, I just want to check the weather real quick because if it was clear weather, I would go Love.
I think the answer is Love.
I'm seeing clear weather for the Giant game.
It's a huge game.
What do you mean?
There's a Giant game.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, baby.
No, don't it.
Yeah, that was a good one. Thank you.
It's an oversized game.
I'll be here all week.
Thank you, everybody. Go back down in your chair, Jason. We don't need you.
Okay.
I'll
chime
microphone.
Back in later.
Man, it's tough. Keenan Allen, he's a top five fantasy producer this year. You play him.
Yeah.
Josh Palmer, you're just waiting. And
I mean, even if he's active this week.
No, I give him a week.
Yes, I agree with that.
Unless you're in like crazy desperate. I mean, like, sure. I'd legit play Josh Kelly over him if he was active this week.
Josh Kelly over Josh Palmer.
Yeah, just waiting to see what the knee is like and the snaps. Javonte Williams on the other side.
Yep.
Hubba hubba.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. But, okay. But, you can play him. 17 opportunities a game.
You got a start of the week in this game, too.
Yeah, I do. I like Cortland Sutton against the Chargers secondary. 6 touchdowns in his last 7 games. It seems inevitable at this point.
But that's really your you know, and Russell Wilson. I mean, Russell Wilson, I think, is in play this week. It's a good...
Yeah, you could stream him.
Streaming situation. And then that's it. So Sunday Night Football, the 10-2 Philadelphia Eagles. Man, this is going to be great.
Oh,
at the 9-3 Dallas Cowboys. The DraftKings Sportsbook line, Dallas -3.5. The over under is 52. And look, both teams are going to make the playoffs. So it doesn't make sense to call this a must-win game for Dallas, but I feel like it is. I really do. I feel like it is a must-win game for this team to they'd have the same record as Philly if they win it. They're favored. They're at home. They're supposed to be able to beat difficult teams, and this would be a precedent setter for the playoffs.
This is a must-win game for both teams. As far as you're playing for the chance at the bye, that is everything for these teams. You're playing for a chance for home field through the playoffs. There's only 3 teams really in contention: the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Niners that can get it. The Eagles control their destiny. If they win out, you know, they've already got the number one. They're still ahead of the Niners despite just losing to the Niners. But if they lose one more, they've now lost the tiebreaker with the Niners. This game is so incredibly important. And the nice thing is Dak has been so on fire that it would be impossible for me to not have confidence that he can get it done in this matchup. This is the number one matchup over the last 6 weeks for quarterbacks. Andy, congratulations on having that.
I don't
stat.
Even need it. This
I know
week.
That's why I'm happy this for you
week,
this week.
It's but yeah, let's keep it going. Dak and CeeDee, fantasy point scorers this year: number one, CMC; number two, Tyreek Hill; number three, CeeDee Lamb. So
I'm so happy this is Sunday Night Football. Not just because we get to watch it, but because it's not on the slate for DraftKings. This would be the entire slate would just be this game.
Jake Ferguson leads all NFL pass catchers in red zone targets. Somebody that they look to down there. Brandon yep. Cooks, Jason start of the week. He's been very good. Top 24 in 5 of 7 weeks. Big play guy. Going to have the opportunities against the worst. I mean, they give up 46.5 points. The Eagles do to wide receivers per game. That is a lot.
It's impressive.
And you know, 25 of those are CeeDee Lamb, but the rest have to go somewhere. So
that's what I wanted to bring up. I wanted to bring up Michael Gallup. Michael Gallup last week, 1 target. The week before, 1 target. He has not been very good. Now, he is still involved. He is still running routes. He's out there, you know, 46% of the snaps, which is somewhat normal for him.
Jalen Tolbert, 5 targets. Jalen Tolbert, 3 targets. Jalen Tolbert, 1 target.
So would you... I mean, my
point
is... I
don't think either guy has a shot.
I think that there is a world where the third receiving option here matters for fantasy, and the question is just who is it?
Neither. Jake Ferguson.
Jake Ferguson.
Whew, that'd be nice. I like Jake Ferguson.
Okay.
Did I hear you stomping your feet?
I was galloping.
What he was
is
stomping.
Happening
he is.
What's happening?
It's Friday. It's like, did I hit the peewee word of the day?
Yeah.
He gets it in his little button thing for 1 week. Okay.
Yeah, you can take it off after today.
Jalen Hurts
till next Friday.
DeAndre Swift, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, and then the Dallas Goedert question: are you waiting on Dallas Goedert? The Cowboys are a good matchup, and they could probably use him. But Mike, you said yesterday you wanted to talk about Devontae
yes.
Smith and Dallas Goedert in this game. The floor is yours.
Well, I wanted to bring up where your level of concern of Dallas Goedert derailing the Devonta Smith, you know, hype train. As last year when Smith caught fire in the second half of the year and was just an incredible
league winning
type of a player, Dallas Goedert was out. We had the first 9 games of the season where Devonta Smith was averaging 59 yards a game, and then the last 3 without Dallas Goedert, he's over 100 and almost averaging a touchdown a game. So, like, it's now 2 years in a row that we have seen when they're both on the field, DeVonta Smith is still good, but he doesn't become the electric type of guy that where you're like,
more variability.
I'm so glad that I have DeVonta Smith in my lineup. So are you letting that information dictate how you view Smith or even like other options over Smith?
Yeah,
60 yards a week is not – that's not going to get it done.
Yeah, I definitely think it has an effect on him. I'm just not sure that it pushes him to such a different tier that your decisions are going to be different. I've got the data here over the last 2 years. 8 games where Dallas Goedert has not played versus 21 together. And it's basically 14 PPR points, full PPR, for DeVonta Smith when he's in, 18 points when he's out. So you go from good to great.
Right.
But you're still good when he's been there.
Eagles offensive coordinator Brian Johnson came out and talked about the fact that when Dallas Goedert's out, A.J. Brown gets covered, like double teamed more.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah, that makes
it's
sense.
Really like more target. What happens is more targets go to A.J. Brown because coverages change a little bit, not necessarily Goddard filling the stat sheet.
Do you remember? I don't know. It
do
was,
you remember?
Oh, yeah. It was last week when the big hulking wide receiver from Ole Miss played against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And just how'd he do? He was pretty good.
Yeah, he did great.
The big hulking guy from Ole Miss.
Oh yeah, there's another big hulking guy from Ole Miss, AJ Brown, who gets to play Dallas this week. He's gonna be great.
Yeah, he always seems to be. DeAndre Swift. Where you at with DeAndre? They basically, I don't know if you noticed, but they've been struggling to run the football. They haven't tried to run the football a lot. I mean, 6 attempts for DeAndre Swift last week.
Yeah, he also got dinged up. It was against the San Francisco
49ers. Oh, did he ever?
Yeah, and it's, I mean, 14 for 80 against Buffalo the week before that, 12 for 76 the week before that. So, maybe you're a little bit shook from Swift, but I'm still putting him in.
It is worth noting again, like the Eagles had very little rest last week against a team in the Niners who had a ton of rest, and it's happening in back-to-back weeks. We saw them get shellacked by the Niners as well, but Dallas played on Thursday last week, so they've got extra rest coming in while the Eagles are traveling. I personally really do expect the Cowboys to take care of business here.
Tennessee, Miami, Monday Night Football, part of a doubleheader.
Yeah, we've got a doubleheader Monday night, which I don't know how people feel about, you know, when they start the season, they've had the back-to-back Monday night games. That doesn't bother me. I'm okay with that. But when we've done these layered...
Same exact time.
Yeah. Like over this season, we've had one start like 30 minutes later. And that is obnoxious. Yeah. It's a nuisance. These are at the exact same time.
They're the same moment.
The exact same time. The NFL, it must be trying something out.
Could they?
And I don't understand.
Could they swap the Titans with the Packers and then we don't have to watch the Giants-Titans game and then we can only watch... Dolphins.
So you like just make the Packers play the Dolphins?
Yes. Yeah, just do like a swapski.
And just give the other two teams L's?
No, you can play them, but no one's. I mean, you don't have to watch it.
It's
the hidden game.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, we'll work on that. Tennessee, Miami. Miami, 13-point home favorites. The over-under is 46. They're eviscerating opponents right now. Tua, start of the week. Achan, start of the week. Mostert, you play him. Tyreek, you play him. Waddle, you play him.
Yep. Easy.
The end. Easy. On the other side,
easy.
Will Levis has been bad.
Yeah.
He's been Will Levis.
Yeah, he's been. He is who we thought he is.
Derrick Henry, I mean.
Derrick Henry's a little scary in this.
Very scary.
He is.
To my knowledge, there's no snow in Vermont currently coming down this weekend.
Oh, crap.
But it's really a matter of.
Do you know how much snow you would need for him to perform?
Oh, you need a blizzard.
Against Miami?
Yeah. On the road, let's say you get down by a lot. That's usually his major kryptonite in big blowout losses. You're going to see more Tajay Spears, less Derrick Henry. They're not going to be able to run the ball as much in the second half. He's still Derrick Henry, so he's going to be in your lineup. There's really not compelling advice we can give you to say bench Derrick Henry. I mean, they lost last week, and he's still. You know, put up 24.5 fantasy points and 40% of the snaps because he's Derrick Henry and because there was a lot of snow in Vermont. This week, it's going to be tough sledding. I don't expect a big performance.
The Miami defense, though, I do expect a big performance.
Oof,
last 6 weeks, they've been 8th against quarterbacks, 1st against running backs, 7th against wideouts. And it's going to be really tough. The Titans just don't have the personnel to beat him.
And Jalen Ramsey will definitely pick off Bananarama in this game at some point. And it's just a question of
does he piss off DeAndre Hopkins.
does he house it or not?
DeAndre Hopkins, if you have to play him, he's going to get the targets. They're going to be down.
They're going to be bad.
It's going to be bad. But, I mean, like 5 for 70, no touchdowns.
Yeah, it's been a turnaround here. The Dolphins.
6 for 60, no touchdowns, probably what you're going to get.
Dolphins on the season, 26th. That looks pretty good. You know, I want my wide receivers against that, except the last 6 weeks it's been 7th when you're adjusting for schedule. So I'm with you. He's like a wide receiver 3 type. Would you play, let's go, DeAndre Hopkins or Garrett Wilson?
Wilson? Oh,
that's so tough. I do lean Wilson there. I worry about the weather, but
Gabe Davis.
Gabe is entirely his own decision. It's okay. Gabe versus like
he's Gabe versus thing. Gabe.
It's Gabe versus okay. Gabe. It's what does your lineup need? But
now, if you had those two this week, you need the big play. Would you play Hopkins?
I think
I'd play Hopkins. Hopkins has been.
I guess if they were both on my line, roster, I would still play Hopkins. Yes.
It doesn't give you a lot of hope, though.
Nope.
Hopkins is. What do you think he is on the year? This is like, I feel like a good question because.
Wide receiver 20?
Mike?
I'll go lower than that. He's had a couple spike weeks enough to move him up.
Give me the number.
22.
23. Mm. 23. Green Bay, 6-6, taking on the 4-8 New York Giants. DraftKings Sportsbook line, Green Bay -6.5 on the road, over under 36.5. Packers in the playoffs right now. The Packers are 16-0 in December under Matt LaFleur. 16-0.
That's incredible.
He likes the snow as well.
Yeah, and the Packers look so good right now. I'm so happy for Packers fans and so jealous. Did they really do it again?
They might have.
It's just not fair.
No, it is not fair at all. If Jordan Love really is a franchise quarterback, it is not fair.
Just don't even talk to the Bears fans, because the Bears fans can't handle that. But Jordan loves him. I mean,
yeah, Favre to Rodgers to potentially Love.
Wasn't there someone before Favre too? I mean, I was Brett Starr.
Starr, yeah.
So they've just
did you say Brett?
Bart Starr. So
Bart Starr was the OG. First two Super Bowls.
Yeah, 1956.
Yeah.
So just since 1956, they've had a great quarterback.
Wait, I mean, there were some quarterbacks between Starr and certainly. Favre that they struggled with.
I don't know. Favre played like 30 years.
40.
Oh, sorry.
Jordan Love, play him.
Yes.
A.J. Dillon's Mike's start of the week.
Yeah.
Do
monitor.
Terrifying.
I understand. But it's a start of the week as in not a, this dude's a top 12 lock. It's a, he's been a top 24 player for 3 straight weeks. Chilling like a villain. The Giants 24th against running backs on the season, 28th the last 6 weeks. So, but it's also pay attention to what's going on with Aaron Jones, limited on Thursday.
On the other side, you play Saquon
because
you just always do. He gets 23 opportunities a game.
And the Packers are not great at stopping the run. They're average at best.
And then Romeo Doubs is in play this week with Watson's hamstring injury.
Yep.
Jaden Reed, I'm more concerned Jason would play Reed over Doubs. He said that earlier in the week. He's got the chest injury. He'll play. I like the Doubs side. I think both guys are fair. Dontavian Wicks, somebody to pay attention to. Very risky. I wouldn't play him. I'd play Hyatt on the other side.
I think there are deep leagues where he is playable. I was bummed this wasn't on the slate because I wanted to DFS Wicks.
Yeah, Wicks seems like a perfect. I was just wondering. I was like, I just had the mental exercise of Wick seems like a great DFS. Oh, he's not on the slate.
Some updates for you. Dawson Knox could come off IR for week 14. We talked about him earlier. He may play this week. Christian Kirk has been put on injured reserve due to the core muscle injury. He's out for 4 weeks. David Njoku practiced on Friday. I guess he had missed a game due to...
Or practice.
Or missed a practice. Anybody else you want to talk about?
No, let's get to it.
Yeah. Fantasy Face Off, presented by DraftKings.
I'll just take this stupid jacket off.
Last week, Jason on top. I was the comfortable second, and Mike ended up at the bottom of the barrel yet again.
Samuel.
So we've got we've got our lineups to reveal to you this week, but first.
Wheel of Shame.
Spin the wheel. Huzzah.
It's got your fingerprints all over it.
It does. safety first. Smurfs. Billy Bob.
Oh, Billy Bob.
Oh, my God.
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob.
Is this Silence of the Lambs?
basically, is very similar. This is just...
Okay. All right.
Yeah, baby.
So, Mike, just to describe it at home, Mike is putting on...
Is he putting on a shirt or is he taking off a shirt?
I think he's taking off a shirt.
It looks...
His hair...
Baby.
Nips out for Harambe, baby.
And then...
Looking good, Mike.
This is...
Oh, there's more?
Yeah.
Come on.
This is a...
Mike's got his favorite hat on.
Yo, baby. I got teeth?
Yeah, you got to bite into them.
I got to bite it.
Yeah, it's like a molding. This was what came today.
Yeah.
I thought when we ordered it, I thought, oh, oh my goodness. Yes, baby.
What y'all think about?
You've got to go to YouTube and see this.
Oh, my gosh. This is a top five all time.
Tighten that shirt. Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Looking good.
Woo! Oh, let's read these lineups, boys.
Oh,
let's go ahead and start with Mike's quarterback.
I tell you what. It's kind of hard to talk.
I love it. I can't even look at you.
A little hard. My teeth are falling out.
The missing tooth is the best part.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I got to bite one. They're going to fall out.
Who's your quarterback, Mike?
I'll tell you one sec. So I'll put him in when I don't have to talk because they're not going to stay in my mouth. When you lose three in a row, you reach a YOLO point in your life. My quarterback will be Baker Mayfield against the Atlanta Falcons at 5,300.
Woo-wee!
That's someone needing Christian McCaffrey in his lineup. My quarterback is Brock Purdy. My start of the week, 6,500.
You would.
At home against Seattle.
Howard.
You could have, too.
Hey, these callers don't run, boy.
All right, Mike. We all have different quarterbacks. I went with Russell Wilson against the Los Angeles Chargers at 5,800. So Mike had the cheapest quarterback,
yep.
Jason the most expensive, and I went with Russ.
Which is crazy because I felt like I was going with a cheap quarterback at 6,500. So you also must have Christian McCaffrey.
We'll find out.
What running backs do you
guys have? Speaking of Christian McCaffrey, he's in my lineup.
Okay.
And I can't stop talking like
this. No, and you shouldn't.
At 9,200 at home.
This is the best.
At home against the Seahawks. Then I also have Alvin Kamara.
What?
At 8,200.
You have CMC?
At home against the Carolina Panthers.
Let me just jump in here because I got Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara.
Oh,
yeehaw, folks. Whoa. I got them both.
Wow.
Give me some of them teeth.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Who are your stupid running backs?
My stupid running backs are Alvin Kamara. I've got at least half of them. And Joseph Mixon at home against
CMC.
Against the Colts. You mean the number one running back who outscored CMC last week?
He'll definitely do it again.
He's 6,100, good value in my lineup.
All right, Mike, we need three wide receivers.
All right, I got Baker Mayfield. So I definitely have Mr. Michael Evans.
How did you fool them?
At 7,700.
Whoa. That means these next two guys are cheap.
No, I got DJ Moore.
Okay.
What did you
at home? Just wait. At 6,500, and then Drake London at 4,600.
Wow. I feel like you got more money than me.
You won't think that in a moment.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. My wide receivers. I've got Drake London with you at 4,600. He's seemingly like a cash lock. I have Deebo Samuel at 6,800 to stack with my Brock Purdy, playing against that zone coverage against Seattle. And at 5,400, I'm going with Rushy Rice.
Mm.
Hopefully he gets it done this week.
We're pretty live this week. My wide receivers, DJ Moore. So we do share DJ Moore at 6,500. the stack with Russell Wilson, I'm going with Cortland Sutton at 6,100.
Yeah, nice.
And then my cheapie here, my bargain, my seven-target bargain, Xavier Gibson, who's playing 70%+ of the snaps for the Jets last week, 6 for 77, very involved. They've said goodbye to Alan Lazard, and Gibson's getting the opportunity. He's only 3,100. So he was basically a freebie.
All right, my final three. By the way, I have $100 left over. Okay. But here we go. At tight end, Tanner Hudson of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay. Oh, boy.
At 2,800. At flex, Parker Washington of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who will be filling in for the now out Christian Kirk. He's only 3,000. And then the Kansas City Chiefs
against Buffalo.
Against Buffalo, they are at home though. 2,600.
Top heavy, anyone?
Okay, I have at tight end. I've got Gerald Everett going against that Vance Joseph Denver defense at 3,400.
He's feeling himself.
I've got the Browns defense at 3,000. I think they're probably the best price play this week at home, bad weather.
I couldn't afford them.
That's how much was your who was your tight end?
And my tight end was Gerald Everett at 3,400.
Okay. Okay.
I could have spent $100 more and gone to Isaiah Likely. I chose Everett over Likely, and
interesting.
And I just because of the weather.
Scared of the weather.
Yeah, and at flex, I've got an actual player, Zach Moss, my dude. He disappointed last week, but against Cincinnati, he should be good this week.
All right, my defense is the Browns. I agree with you. Best priced defense of the week, 3,000. My tight end is Brevin Almighty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brevin Jordan, 3,100.
Yeah, he makes fun of us last week.
Yeah,
and
I
now
did.
Now he's all in.
Now I'm chasing it. I feel like I have to talk like Mike. That's how I hear it. My flex is 4,900. It's Keaton Mitchell, Baltimore running back at 4,900. Keaton Mitchell should be a pretty fun week. We got a lot of different players. We'll see if we can get Mike in some teeth again next week.
Can't
that was
wait.
This is he looks special.
Yeah,
straight out of Cars.
Look real good.
Who was that, Mater?
Yeah,
you're Mater.
I'm ready for the backup.
Yeah, that was Fantasy
Face-Off video
presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the promo code Ballers to get $150 in bonus bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That is the code BALLERS, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. That'll do it for today's episode of the show. Shout out to the Deucers and Deucers Alley for recording this fun episode where Mike looks so beautiful. Sunday Live, Mike without the teeth, BallersLive.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com. And follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.